Hey, sun shining, hurry up. The man's waiting to take your picture.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can, and I can't find my other shoe.
What's the matter?
I say I can't find my other shoe.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that I put it in the back room last night for the cat to sleep in. It's right out there by the window.
Now, how long is it going to be before he's ready?
Oh, he'll be right in. Just had a little trouble finding one of his shoes.
Okay, I'll get my camera loaded. I'm having a little trouble with my plates here.
Oh, is that so? Well, I had a little trouble with one of mine, too.
One of your what?
One of my plates. The upper one's always falling out, and I get to talking fast. You see, right here...
Never mind. Put your teeth back. I'll take your word for it.
I guess I'd better put up my orders, anyway.
I thought that I'd seen everything. Well, if I lived out here, I'd probably be like that, too. Bill Shakespeare certainly knew what he was doing when he wrote All the World's a Stage and All the Men Are Actors. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans everything.
See, what incarnation you talking about?
Oh, sans teeth, sans eyes, sans everything. I picked that up from William Shakespeare.
Yeah, you better quit running around with him. Sounds like a drunk to me.
Haven't you ever heard of William Shakespeare?
Heard him on the radio, do you mean? No, I don't believe I... What program is he on?
William Shakespeare is not on the radio.
What did you get fired?
Shakespeare is dead.
Where
that,
is it?
That darn cat hair is all over the whole place. Well, I'm all ready.
All right. Just sit over there in the chair now, and I'll get a focus. Wait, get ready. Hold still.
Stand there looking at me, Zeb. Gosh, you'd think you'd never seen a picture took before.
Where are you now? I can't see a thing.
Of course you can't. If you take that old black shirt off your head, you might see something.
Please, sit still.
I am sitting still. I just had to tie my shoe.
If you'll hold still for just a minute now, we'll be all set. Say, how did you get that red nose?
Well, what do you care? It's legal, ain't it? It's a better looking nose than that thing that's hanging in the front of your face.
And what's the matter with my nose?
Nothing particular. I just had to look twice. First, I thought you was eating a banana.
Yeah. You're a jackass.
Say, now, here, don't you go call me no jackass, or Dad Bernie, I'll clean up on you. Why, Dad, there you are.
Ben Shakes, now, what are you fighting about? Can't leave you for a minute without you picking a fight.
Oh, that's all right. He doesn't know any better.
There he goes. First thing you know, I'm going up and pop him.
Sit down there and get your picture took. Go on now and sit down.
Oh, shucks. I thought I was going to get to do a little scrapping.
All right, now get ready now.
Wait a minute now. You look right in the camera box, Evan. For heaven's sake, try to look pleasant.
Yes.
Forget your fighting for a minute. Let me talk to him. I'll get him set.
Now look right this way, please. Don't move. All right, ready?
Just a minute. Here, Evan, get that hair back out of your eyes. You don't want to look like a sheepdog, do you? There now.
Well, how do I look?
Well, wait a minute. Try smiling once, too. That picture looks like you do right now. It'll scare people plumb out of the library. Now, smile big.
Is the little boy ready now, madam?
Say?
Oh, nothing. Are you ready now? Ready. Don't look like a scared jackass.
Hey, you quit talking so much about jackasses. Come on and take the picture. I'm going to bust a button if I sit here this much longer.
Yes, Eb's right. You just forget about your jackass.
Oh, I'm trying to forget about it, but every time I look at him, I'm reminded of it again.
Yes, yes. Now, come on, let's take the picture.
Yes, for God's sakes. Go put your black shirt on and let's get going. How's my tie, Zeb?
Yes, Grandma. You'd better fix his tie.
Well, just a minute now. I can't tie as fast as I used to. Eb, how can I tie this darn knot when you keep making your Adam's apple jump up and down? Stop it there.
It's all fixed.
Yeah.
There you go, Mr. Photographer. Do anything you like to me.
Oh, I wish I could, but it's against the law.
I heard that. Now, that's just about enough of your dad darn smart elegant.
Ed, will you please sit down? Stop your fighting.
I heard what he said and made me fighting mad.
Yeah.
Can I help it if I got a lot of backbone?
Yeah, having backbone's all right. Trouble is, most of yours is the top.
If it's not asking too much, I'd like to have you step back out of the way so I can see what I'm going to shoot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was in the road.
Now look in the camera and smile. That's fine. Well, why don't you smile?
I can't.
Oh, you can show. I've seen you smile.
Come on, smile.
I can't. I got my mouth full of chewing tobacco.
Well, get up and get rid of it.
Yeah, dang it. It would have been all right, but Zeb took the cuspidor out. Said it didn't look very nice.
Well, it didn't look nice.
Just a minute till I find something.
Hey, get away from there. That's my derby hat.
I sure miss the old-fashioned cuspidor now that it's gone.
Yes, you used to miss it before it was gone.
Now, if you've got your mouth empty and your hair is fixed and your tie's adjusted and your teeth in, I'd like to take the picture.
Now I can smile. Now, just look at that. Well, oh, dad, dang it, there goes my teeth. Wait till I get them back in again. Wait a minute. Pick them up there, Zeb.
Yeah. Put them back in. I'll keep the trap shut for a minute, and we'll get this over with. Hold still, Evan. Smile.
Well, I'll do the talking if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's the trouble. You do too much talking. If you keep your mouth shut once in a while, we can see who you are. Part man, part mouth.
Well, here I go. Get ready.
Where are you going, you darn fool? You ain't even taking the picture yet.
Oh, if I'd snap you when you had your mouth hanging open, people would think it was a candid camera shot of the Grand Canyon. Hold still. Quit jumping around like that.
Yeah, sit still, Eb. Don't wiggle like you had to sing by this dance. I look nice.
Are you trying to get back in the picture again? Mm. Maybe I should just make this a little family group.
Yes, you keep away, Zeb.
Right.
Sit still.
Did you ever try sitting still when you had long woolen underwear on?
Oh, you're getting in my hair.
What hair?
He's had that skirt on and off so much that he looks like he's wearing a fright wig.
He ain't got so very much hair neither. Oh, well, hair today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have to tell him a couple of hair-raising stories, eh?
Yeah,
if you'll get out of the way, I'll try and take the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you go right over there and sit down in front.
Sit down in front?
You heard me. Go right over there and sit down in front.
Sit down in front, huh? Well, I don't bend that way as a rule, but I'll try anything once.
Oh, I've had about all of it.
Keep quiet here and get busy. Come on.
It's very rude to interrupt a person in the middle of a sentence.
Is that right?
Yes, people don't like to be interrupted in the middle of a sentence.
I bet Al Capone would.
Oh, it wouldn't do you a bit of harm to have a little Emily Post.
Emily who?
Emily Post.
Sounds like a branch of the American Legion.
Yes, we got the John Brown Post in Squidsville.
We're going to take the picture now. All right, now wait till I count three. All right, ready? One, two.
Zeb, you turn the other way now. Now start counting again and count loud so as I can hear you.
All right. One, two, three. Ah, there, we got it.
Yeah, picture's all done, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty fine.
That's going to look pretty dad darn nice hanging right up there in the library.
Yeah.
You'll be glad that you took that picture.
Oh, yes, I've had a very good time. Well, how about the money?
Money for what?
For taking the picture.
Oh, we just thought you was doing us a favor for us.
Well, that'll be $20. I shot a man once who refused to pay his bill.
You shot a man once?
You bet I did. Do they kill people often here?
No, just once.
I'll give him that $20 bill, Zeb, the one I gave you this morning, Miss Pinkley. Yeah. You go ahead and give him his money, shucks. Get rid of him. Have well done with it. You be sure and send that picture back to me, too, young fella.
Yes, yes, it'll be back in a few days.
Here's the $20. But that's a heap of money just for an old picture.
Thank you. Just to show you that my heart's in the right place, I'll buy a snack from you for lunch. Have you got any sardines?
Yeah, let's see here. Yes. Yeah, we got some sardines.
Yes.
Over near the salmon there.
You just step right over here. We got some dandies.
Let me see those right up there. Yeah, that's the one.
Well, now we have some for 25 cents, and these here are $3 a can because they're imported.
Well, give me the ones that are 25 cents. I'm not going to pay a sardine fare across the ocean. Well, thanks very much. Well, see you later, fella.
Drop in again sometime. Well, we got 25 cents back from him anyhow. What are you laughing at, Ed? What are you laughing at?
I played a joke on him.
You did? That's good. What'd you do, Eb?
Well, you know, he was so dad darn nasty that I fooled him.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he counted three and snapped the picture, you know what I done?
What?
I made an ugly face and stuck out my tongue.
That's good. It serves him right.